With 90.3 KEDM, I'm Bob Lennox. A discussion of Russell Long's life and politics is presented by Michael S. Martin Tuesday night at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Jeffrey Anderson is a history professor at ULM. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Russell Long, the name brings the thought of the political family, but he fills a unique position in the state's political timeline. Share about that aspect of Russell Long.
Well, in a lot of ways, Russell Long's like his father, Huey P. Long. Mm-hmm. Huey P. Long was in favor of things like redistribution of incomes. He cared a lot about the poor and the plight of the poor. And Russell Long was the same way in many respects. There's a big difference in how they lived, how they operated, how they worked politically. For example, a lot of people refer to Huey P. Long as being somewhat revolutionary. He wanted to change the nation, shake things up. Russell Long was more about building consensus, moving forward, working together. Didn't have to necessarily be just Democrats. He could work with Republicans if they'd work with him. He had that kind of focus. He wasn't confrontational. He'd rather cooperate with you.
He was kind of the odd one, I guess. When we talk about Earl Kay and Huey, we think about the fiery speeches. When we think about Russell Long, we think more of the distinguished U.S. senator approach.
And that's true in a lot of ways. A lot of times we like to preference those who make a big stir, make a big fuss. Huey P. Long, who killed by an assassin, perhaps because he was so confrontational. Debatable. You've got Earl K. Long. These guys stick in our memory because of who they were, how they talked, how they acted. When you get down to it, though, and you start comparing, especially, say, Huey Long with Russell Long, you got to ask the question, who ended up being more influential? Probably Russell Long.
Share about Michael S. Martin, his work, his research in putting together a book and coming to the university to share on that.
We're really grateful that Michael Martin is coming down to speak with us. He is a professor down at the University of Louisiana Lafayette, and he is the editor of the Louisiana Historical Journal with the Louisiana Historical Association. He recently wrote a biography of Russell Long called Russell Long, A Life in Politics, and he'll be speaking in a very abridged version, of course, of the book, and he's going to call it Amidst the Swirl of Politics, Senator Russell Long in His Context, 1918 through 2003.
It's one of the things, I think, when we talk about the confrontational nature of his father, but he was more in a spirit of cooperation during his time in public service.
Certainly, he was very much. For instance, one of the things he's most associated with is the simplification of the tax code back in 1986, which, if you look, who is that most associated with? Ronald Reagan, working with a very prominent Republican figure. Of course, he's working from the congressional angle in the Senate, but this is a bill put together by Republicans, Democrats, and one of the hallmarks of his career.
Michael notes that Long's service saw the transition of New Deal idealism to conservatism. Do you feel that was an easy thing for Long to deal with and move through?
Well, that's a good question, and it's one that I'm hoping Michael S. Martin can answer better than I perhaps could. But I think Russell Long was such an adaptable person. He's living and operating in the U.S. Senate over a long period from the 40s up until the 80s. He's active. So he was going to have to deal with that. I think he dealt with it quite well. He's in office throughout the Reagan years, plays a very prominent role, and does a good job of staying this central figure, a person who can cooperate with both sides. So I'd say he weathered it quite well.
Michael S. Martin's presentation on Tuesday, that's November 4th, beginning at 6 p.m. Jeff, the location and how can you find out more?
The location is going to be Walker Hall, 2105 on the ULM campus. I'm going to start at 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to know more, feel free to contact the History Department, specifically Jeffrey Anderson.
And Jeffrey Anderson is a history professor at the University of Louisiana Monroe with a presentation from Michael Martin coming up Tuesday. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.